This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. We've been fortunate here on the North Coast with the lack of major wildland fire activity so far this summer. The closest major wildfire incident is in southern Siskiyou County in the Klamath National Forest near Marble Mountain. Yesterday was a busy fire day, however, and it began in Fortuna, where a woman died in a fire at a senior trailer park. Channel 3 News interviewed Fortuna Fire Chief Russ Brown, who confirmed there was a fatality after the elderly woman was unable to escape her cluttered home. It took firefighters about an hour to control and extinguish the blaze, and the search for the cause is underway. There were two small grass fires in Eureka yesterday, the first reported at about 12:30 at the foot of T Street in a fenced-off property, and it occurred near an area known for transient campsites. The fire was quickly controlled and extinguished, and no injuries were reported. At just before 4 o'clock, Humboldt Bay Fire was back on the waterfront, this time at the foot of Del Norte Street, where another small grass fire was extinguished. It's believed the fire was deliberately set, and it burned an area about 50 feet by 50 feet. And it was just before 6 o'clock yesterday evening that CAL FIRE responded to a wildfire near Big Lagoon on the east side of Highway 101. An air tanker was called in and dropped on the blaze, and then helicopters and ground crews were called in to finish off the fire. Mutual aid from Eureka, Arcata, and two camp crews from Alder Creek were dispatched to the scene as well. Supporters of a proposal to overturn the recently passed Senate Bill 1, the gas tax measure that will raise the sales taxes on gasoline and diesel, have about 150 days to gather 365,000 signatures to get the measure on the 2018 ballot. The repeal effort is being spurred by Republican State Assembly member and candidate for governor Travis Allen. He and supporters of the measure's repeal say the new law lacks the oversight to ensure the revenue is spent on road and transportation projects. Senate Bill 1 was signed into law by Governor Brown in April. A southern Humboldt woman is missing. Jordan Christmas has more.
The sheriff's office issued a be on the lookout for 71-year-old Ellen Cameron Temple, who was reported as missing by her daughter on July 3rd. Temple has not been in contact with loved ones since June 30th, and to this point, deputies have not been able to locate her despite an extensive search of the Garberville area. Temple is described as a transient by choice, and anyone with information related to her whereabouts is asked to contact authorities.
Deputies with the Trinity County Sheriff's Office, along with state and federal law enforcement personnel, arrested three Mexican men at large outdoor grow sites in the Six Rivers and Shasta Trinity National Forests as part of a five-day operation last week. Deputies confiscated more than 30,000 plants from the grow sites, along with hundreds of pounds of trash, debris, and materials used at the grows. A sheriff's canine unit was on hand and helped apprehend three suspects. All three men were booked on a host of charges, including firearms and environmental violations. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The state of the marijuana industry, both in Humboldt County and in California, is in a state of flux. Local governments and the state legislature are crafting ordinances and regulations that will govern who can grow marijuana, where they can grow it, and what they can use in the process, and the regulations haven't been completely formalized. For example, officials in Fortuna have raised concerns about zoning, and that will impact communities across the county, according to Sheriff Billy Hansel.
If you have anything over 5 acres and you can make a quick buck by selling to a potential grower, some people are jumping on that, and people are in fear. People, you know, wanted to go out into areas outside of Arcata and McKinleyville and have 5-6 acres and have space and have a garden, and now they have to deal with neighbors that are growing.
Hansel said that another glaring issue that directly affects public safety is the fact that marijuana continues to be a cash-based business because of federal laws, and that cash can draw the criminal element looking to make an easy score.
It being also a cash industry still, because the banking isn't figured out, we have legit permitted growers and non-permitted growers still that are dealing with mounds and mounds of cash. And what do they do with it? And people still are out there looking for an easier buck and will rob, shoot, kill people over marijuana money.
You can listen to Sheriff Billy Hansel talk shop and marijuana regulations by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.